Hello, Mark Lowdy here with the podcast from Riyab. We'll be first in line to get paid and first in line for the cup of coffee this morning. Simon Littlewood, morning.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. And we're pouring over, not the coffee, I hasten to add, but we're pouring over the latest survey results of the Riyab Accounts Receivable Survey in Malaysia. And I'd have to say, you know, we always knew that payments is an issue for most companies. I mean, you go and sit and have coffee with anyone, they'll tell you, yeah, I'm having trouble getting paid on time. But what I didn't expect was the strength of the results from our survey, Simon.
Well, we think it's an issue and we think it's getting worse at the moment. And one of the things we wanted to find out was whether we're right about that. And indeed, when we look at the first question, are late payments an urgent issue for you? 85% of companies think that late payments are an urgent issue.
Yes.
And more significantly, perhaps more than three quarters of them, 77%, think that the late payment situation is getting worse. And this is very significant, particularly for the smaller companies who are undercapitalized.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say, I mean, firstly, about it being an urgent issue, you know, to be frank, anybody who says that they strongly disagree or disagree somewhat are probably putting on a brave face, because the only people who for whom urgent payment is not an issue is probably the banks who sit at the center of it all. I mean, the fact is that anybody, everybody, unless you're in retail, perhaps, you're always waiting to get paid by someone. And if you can cut down the number of days to get paid from 90 to 60 to 30 to 15, then you'll do it.
Yeah, it's a perennial issue with industry. It's particularly an issue for companies that are relatively less powerful in a particular sector or supply chain. And it's an issue that never really goes away, but is never completely addressed. And indeed, if I can talk about the third question, which is, does late payment affect our ability to grow and invest? 90% of those that we polled agreed that late payments affected their ability to grow and invest. This is hugely important for companies who depend on cash to grow in order to serve their customers. People often forget that a successful company typically needs more working capital, not less, as it grows. When you grow, you have to fund, you know, more production, you have to fund a larger sales team, there are a whole bunch of things you have to fund. So,
but don't you also have more money?
Well, you don't. That's the problem. You know, relatively speaking, the amount of cash that you have as a function of your sales gets less if your receivables are getting longer and longer and longer and longer. So, you know, cash dollar per growth dollar, you're having less and less money. And so you're kind of, you've got to either make a choice not to grow or to restrict your growth or not to take up a particular opportunity, or you have to borrow money, which we'll come on to later, but yeah. We don't think is a... If you think about it, you're borrowing money to fill a gap that's created by customers who are not paying you based on when they're supposed to pay you.
Yes.
We don't think this is morally right, and we don't think, more importantly, that it's something that companies have to put up with.
Yes. The other questions that we asked, for example, are around your invoicing process. And again, what I found very interesting from these survey results in Malaysia is the number of people who blame everybody but themselves for getting paid late. And I have to be honest with you, I was also late to this game, because it's very easy, you know, to be tossing and turning at night thinking, you know, when is that customer finally going to pay that invoice? I've chased them so hard, you know, I've sent them emails, I've called them, etc., etc. And you tend not to look at yourself as, or to yourself, as the reason for why they're paying you.
The more skilled a company is at maximizing its cash flow, the better it gets at using excuses that you give it to hold on to its money for a bit longer.
Yes, and again, I have to say, mea culpa, I was late to this game. And, you know, because, you know, you always think, well, I've invoiced them. Come on, I've invoiced them. They should now be paying their bill. How can they take it?
I think it's very difficult when you ask a question like this, you know, are you ready to make changes if it means you'll get paid on time? People see that as sort of critical of their own behavior. But the reality is that every time that we've gone into issues like this, we have found that there are things that you could or should do differently that would significantly affect when you get paid.
So the survey results, for those who are interested in the statistics, 82% said late payments are the result of the customer's payables policy. 80%, so almost the same, said that it's market or economic conditions that are causing late payments, but only 64% look to themselves for the solution.
Yeah, I've found this for decades. Companies generally don't, as long as they cut an invoice and send it, they think that if they're being paid late, it's something that someone's doing to them, either as a part of deliberate policy or possibly as a function, as we see here, of external factors to do with the economic cycle. Neither of those things are strictly accurate, in the sense that we know there are things that you can do differently that will make you first in line to get paid, which is why we set up Reabo, I think.
Yeah, and the other thing I'd just like to add here, because I'd say this is a very important point. If you're a supplier and you're getting paid late, put yourself in the shoes of the customer. In fact, you probably are a customer to many other suppliers, right? Mm. You've got a phone subscription and the power subscription and the water cooler subscription and whatever else. And ask yourself about the invoices that come your way from your suppliers. How many times are those invoices actually correct? And I'd have to say that I'm never-endingly surprised how people who I've known for years send me invoices for our business with company name misspelt, address, you know, the office that we had 5 years ago, you know, that's still the address in their books. Due by dates missing. I said used by dates because I have somebody sending me an invoice with an expiration date of the invoice, which presumably means that after the expiration date, I no longer need to pay it.
Billing is an afterthought. Nobody sets up a company because they're good at billing. They set up a company because they make something, they provide a good service, a range of things. And in those things, they build professional pride. These are the things that I do. Cutting an invoice and sending it out is not something, by and large, that people build a lot of professional pride or status. And the problem with that is, if you're not careful, it becomes an orphan. Yes. You know, everybody assumes that somebody else is doing it, and of course they're not.
Yes. Which brings us to the question about what you can do about it. And again, we asked several questions on this. First, are bank loans, factoring, and you know those newfangled lending platforms that seem to be springing up once a month, are they a good solution? And what I found interesting about this, Simon, was the fact that about a quarter of the respondents, almost a third, were unsure or disagreed that they are the solution.
Well, you know, I've been writing about fintechs quite a lot lately. And whilst this kind of financial innovation can be enormously helpful for many companies by providing applications and things that they weren't access to markets and lending that they weren't able to have before, for many, many reasons, the fact that so many fintechs, many of them funded by former bankers, are so keen to find ways to lend money, particularly to medium and small companies, is not a good thing. Instead of addressing the issue of why am I getting paid late, we're simply saying, oh, we'll lend you money at high interest to make up for the money you don't have so that you can grow. This is a very toxic solution. Mm. And furthermore, it's wrong. It's not right that you should have to go cap in hand to a lender, whether he's a bright and beautiful new fintech online lender or a traditional bank, to borrow money at a high rate of interest to compensate for the fact that your customers are not treating you well based on the terms that you've agreed with them.
Yes.
Reabo is all about helping understand when you could get paid and then showing you what changes you need to make in order to get paid on time.
Yeah. So that brings me to the last question that we'll talk about here from the survey. The number of people who welcome a solution for late payments that did not involve borrowing more money was 82%. To be frank, I'm surprised it's not higher because I don't know anybody who wants to go out and borrow money.
Well, remember, most people don't think that there are such solutions. They think that you cut an invoice and then you kind of hope for the best and your customer will pay you or he won't pay you. And if he decides not to pay you as a matter of policy, then you have to kind of live with it. We absolutely challenge those assertions. Be the first in line to get played, because any company that's in business is paying somebody.
You don't want to be first in line to get played.
No.
You want to be first in line to get paid.
Yes. Well, maybe you are.
You probably are first in line to get played at the moment.
Somebody is being paid. The question is, why isn't it you? And what we have done over decades is we've looked at the sum of things that you need to do differently in order to ensure that you're always first in line to get paid. And we are very keen to serve those up to our subscribers so that instead of going out or suffering in silence or going out and borrowing money at high interest so you can grow to compensate for the gap caused by customers paying you late, that you're able to apply some simple changes to your order to cash process and get paid on time every time.